Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
This is God that we are serving. Hallelujah. God deserves our best. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
All right. Now come with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, from verse 26. Genesis, chapter 1, from verse 26. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 26. The Bible says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we have begun to speak on this important subject on walking in dominion. Hallelujah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, over the past 2 weeks or so, I started speaking about some of the things that you need to do in order to ensure that you walk in dominion in your life. Hallelujah. First and foremost, your mindset needs to be, you know, of a certain quality. If you do not think in a certain way, you will never walk in power. If you do not think in a certain way, you will never walk in strength. If you do not think in a certain way, you will never walk in victory. Hallelujah. And I'm sure that each and every person sitting here wants to walk in victory in this life. Everyone sitting here wants to walk in strength. Everyone sitting here wants to move from glory to glory in their life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no one who wants to be stagnant. There is nobody who wants to be in the same place forever. You know, there is nobody who is just here just to be here. We all want good things in this life, true or not true. But it all begins with how you think. When your thinking is wrong, no matter who you are, you will never achieve anything in this life. If your thinking is wrong, you will never have a good relationship with God. If your thinking is wrong, you will never be promoted at work. You may never even have a job if your thinking is wrong. Even just to have a job, if you do not think correctly, you will never taste what it is to work. Hallelujah. Some people, they even get a job, but because they have a wrong thinking, they can never keep a job. Hallelujah. So first and foremost, for you to have any victory in any domain of your life, you have to first correct the way you think. It's very important. The Bible tells us that the way a man thinks in his heart, that is him. You are what you think. You become what you think. If you think lowly of yourself, you will never become great. If you think yourself to be a great individual that God has put in this earth to fulfill God's purpose, you shall become that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
And I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will invade your thinking. And that you will start thinking the way that the Holy Spirit wants you to think. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Then last week I began to talk to you about discipline. Now, Discipline is a doing word. When you hear discipline, it means that I have to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, in South Africa, we like to say nothing is for mahala. You can never attain anything or achieve anything by doing nothing. It can't. You will be performing the highest level of witchcraft that we have never seen before if you achieve by doing nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. I hear, I don't know if it's true, but I hear that when it's exam times, there are people who steal pens. And if they steal your pen, they take everything you've studied. And it comes to them because they have your pen. Then they pass and you fail. What a shock. It's witchcraft, witchcraft. It's evil, it's bad. So when you try to achieve in life or accomplish or become great or to have some knowledge or revelation of God without being willing to do whatever is necessary to be done, you are actively involved in witchcraft. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, yesterday in the prayer here, we were talking about first love. Someone say first love. Many of us have lost our first love for God. We have stopped loving God with the first love kind of love. Pastor, what is first love kind of love? It means that God's love is in front of any kind of love in your life. You may love your hair. Some people love their hair. You can love your hair so much that instead of being here in church serving God, instead of praying, instead of doing anything, you go do your hair at the time where you should be serving God. I know you won't say amen. Say a louder amen. I want to hear you properly. Hallelujah. So the love of your hair has gone in front of your love for God. Some will even take their tithes, Mam Ruti, and do their hair with God's money. Do you see that the love for your hair has become God's enemy even? No one wants to say amen today in my nice preaching. Hallelujah. So we have to learn to love God with first love kind of love, where we put him first before anything, even before yourself. Hallelujah. Even before your children. If God, God forbid, if God will come and take all your children today, what will happen? I said, God forbid. But you have to love him even more than you love your children, than you love your job, than you love your friends, than you love your clothes, than you love your education. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So the only way to maintain that first kind of love with God is if you're a disciplined person. Many people today could not come to church because they slept at 2 a.m. They slept at 3 a.m. They slept at... Some people, when the sun was coming out, they were now going to sleep. There is no way you'll be able to serve God well if you are that type of individual who is not controlled, who is not in control of when they sleep. It's a sign of lack of discipline. Because now the fact that you've slept so late, you are not fresh to serve God the way that he deserves to be served. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. You don't like my preaching, I see. Today I want to talk to about something very, very quickly. I want to talk about what it means to walk in dominion. What it means to walk in dominion. And I'm just going to give you one point and we'll take it again next week. Amen. Amen. Walking in dominion means to walk in your full potential. Walking in dominion means to walk in your full potential. Full potential. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Makeraba shantaraba shakapalos. Reba shakaraba sokorobosia. I want us all to rise to our feet, and if you can speak in tongues, I want you to speak in tongues for 2 seconds. Raba shakaraba shokaraba kapa. E pantaraba shakapa raba songake kosonke. Reba koze bagazuke pakapa rabasha. E pantaraba konte kapanto. E panta kapose kepala. E pantaraba santaraba kotum. E pantaraba sunteribakum. Rapa kaparabasate. E praka parabasata. Mako parabasate. E planteriba kapra kotum. E plantaraba kopra katerikai. E praka de braka tokadabaka. E parabashantereba kota. E praka tereba kaparabason. E paka taraba kapai. E paka paka terebe kapaka. E kaka parabasha. Taraba, e pranka taraba, e paraba santiri, e pakataraba, empakatara, e katia pakototo, empakataraba kepa, e raba kataraba siate, e pankataraba shantaraba, empakataraba kopo kopo, e paraba sataraba kanta, e raka paraba shateka, e paka paka tereba kate, e panta kateka, akata e kapakate, empakataraba kota, raka paka tereba kape, raka peka toraba te. A kapa katere katatera, e kaparaba shake, moko paraba, e pantaraba, e tontaraba sheka, rapa kaparabosa. Lift up your hands to Jesus. Something is happening right now. Makaparaba sienta, repakateta, lapakota pana, rapakota, impakapeha, impalakato katakatuko, rapakatekapa, rakapakateke, rapakatakapa, rapakota kepe, rapakapakata, rapakapateke, ikapakakate, impalalalamateka, imparabashiakateha, arapakotaka, rapakipara. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus and you may be seated. Hallelujah. Before we close the service today, I want to pray for all the children. Hallelujah. In case I forget, please remind me. Shendira bakusia takabada kadosia. Let the fire of the Lord come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down. Let the fire of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down. May the fire of the Holy Spirit enter our hearts today. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. Father, lift up your hands to Jesus. Father, I pray that every individual here today will walk in their full potential in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit, empower them to walk in their full potential. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, some months or a year or so ago, I've preached about, you know, I think I entitled it, invoking your potential or something. So those messages on potential are there. You can go listen to them. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to go deep into explaining what potential is and how to walk in your full potential. But I want you to understand that for you to walk in dominion, you have to learn to walk in the fullness of the grace that God has given you before you are even born in this earth. Until you walk in your full potential, you will not dominate in this earth. Are you listening to me? Amen. Until you invoke everything that God has placed in you, you will never dominate in this earth. Now, the way I understand potential is if we look at cars. When you look at cars on the street, you'll find many different kinds of cars. But depending on the reason they were made, they excel in different things. There are cars that are called 4x4s. These cars, when we are all driving in a straight road, they may not excel. A small car can drive as fast as a 4x4. But let us come to a rocky, mountainous environment. Then you'll start to see that the 4x4 is now moving in its full potential. It can do things that other cars cannot do. It can climb rocks. You will see its glory that this is a 4x4. If you go take a Ferrari there, a super fast car, and put it in a mountain, it won't even reach anywhere. So we are all different people here, and we are designed differently. And you will never know the power that is in you, the glory that is in you, until you unleash your full potential. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. Until you get to that point where your everything that God has planted and invested in you comes out, you will never dominate. Hallelujah. Amen. So, first and foremost, you have to understand the reason for which you are born before you can discover your potential. For this chair to know its full potential, it has to go to its maker and say, "Why did you make me?" Some people use me as a step. When they cannot reach certain places, they climb on me. Am I a step? And if you think that you are a step ladder, you will realize that you will be very disappointed when a real step ladder comes. You'll see that, no, this is not where I excel. Are you listening to me? But if the chair goes to its maker and it says, "Your purpose is for people to sit on you and be comfortable." When a step ladder that was full of pride when someone was trying to climb somewhere, when it comes to sitting, the step ladder will suddenly realize that, hey, this is not where I excel. People are not supposed to sit on me. So you need to find God and discover God so that God can begin to lead you to your purpose. Because that is where you will excel. And that is where you will walk in your full potential. That is where your glory is, when you discover why you were born. Until you discover that, you will always be discouraged, always be sad. Because you will never be able to shine the way you are supposed to shine. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Yeah. You know, perhaps you cannot speak the English that other people speak. There are people who speak such English that you even wonder whether it's a spiritual gift that they speak it, man. But maybe that may not be you. But when it comes to calculation, 1 + 1, 2 × 24, you don't even need a calculator. You can just spit it out like that. You have to find your full potential and start walking in it for you to dominate. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. You could be a lion and you could be so depressed and you are looking at cats and you are saying, "I wish I was a cat, because you don't recognize your full potential. You could be dreaming to be a mouse. That time, you're a lion. That time, you're a lion. So it's so important for you to discover who you are born to be. Otherwise, you'll always be sad in this life. That's why it's so important for you to find God. It's so important to you for you to have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Quickly turn your Bible to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. We'll read from verse 1. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1, reading from verse 1. If you are there, say amen. Amen. If you are not there, say wait for me. Okay, I will wait for you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1. For those who came late, please notice that we have canceled our retreat that we had planned for the 26th of April. Of March. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Right, so unfortunately, we were unable to collect all the money that we needed. Are we all in Jeremiah 1 now? Amen. The Bible says, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 30th year of this reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me. This is Jeremiah talking. He says, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Listen to what God is saying. Before I formed thee in the belly. Now, this means before even your parents knew they were going to have you, God says, I knew you. Put your hands together for Jesus. It's so powerful. Pauline, are you hearing what God is saying? Before even your mother knew that I'm going to be with child, God already knew you. Garaba, are you listening? Say amen. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. Now what he's saying here is that before you were born, that word sanctified means I separated you. That word sanctified means that I set you apart. Already you can see that God is setting you up for something. You have just been born. You don't know nothing. You can't even speak. You can't even comprehend anything. But God is already saying, I know you and you are different to other people. I've set you apart for something special. Then it says, and I ordained thee. In other words, he's saying that I have given you a position. You have just been born. And God is saying, I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So, when Jeremiah was born, When Jeremiah started moving around, when he started going to school, when he met friends, and whatever the case was, he had this potential in him to become a prophet. By this time, Jeremiah was in his late teens, early 20s, and he had no clue the potential that was in him. This guy was supposed to stand before kings and speak the word of the Lord to kings. He was a great man, and he didn't know. And up until this point, he never walked in dominion because he didn't know who he was. He didn't know what he was capable of, so he could not walk in dominion. People who were not supposed to defeat him were defeating him because he didn't know who he was and the potential that he had. He was accepting substandard things, substandard friends, substandard environment, because he didn't know the greatness that is in him. So until you find your potential and you walk in its fullness, you'll be defeated by things that shouldn't defeat you. You'll be serving things that should be serving you. But because you don't know what is in you, you'll just be following like Kilipopotana. That time you are a Samsung latest iPhone something. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you're understanding what I'm trying to tell you. So dominion means walking in your full potential. And you can't walk in your full potential until you meet God. He is the only one who knows who you really are. Amen. Now, verse 6. Then said I, Almutimu, behold, I cannot speak. I am a child. Verse 7. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Look at the power that was lying dormant in this gentleman. God said, I'm putting you, he wasn't a king, but he says that I'm putting you above kings. Whatever you say is going to happen. If you speak to a king and tell him that his kingdom is finished, that kingdom is finished. If you go to somebody who is nobody and say that tomorrow you'll be great, that person will suddenly rise. Jeremiah, you are bigger than even kings. You are bigger than even nations. You are great. But he didn't know his potential. He didn't know what was in him that he was born with. It's not something he had to fight for. He was born with it, but did not know that it was in him. You can never walk in your full potential until you meet God. And you can never dominate until you walk in your full potential. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I speaking to somebody? May you discover God in the name of Jesus. Amen. And may you walk in your full potential in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey. Judges chapter 6, quickly, from verse 1. Judges chapter 6, reading from verse 1. Judges chapter 6, reading from verse 1. Hallelujah. All right, I'm reading. If you are not there, you'll find us on the way. The Bible says, "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they came and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord." Verse 7, "And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite." If you are looking for a name for your child, there you go, Abiezrite. "And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Someone say, mighty man of valor. Here's another gentleman who did not know who he was. Now, when you read from verse 1, you will see how that the children of Israel were so defeated and impoverished that they stopped building normal houses like you see, but they started living in mountains because they were hiding from their enemies. And it doesn't matter where they hid, the enemies always found them. And when the enemies came, the Bible says they came like grasshoppers. They devoured everything they had. Before, they were poor. When the enemy came, they were poor, 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 poor. Last number. Poorer, if it's a word. Hallelujah. Then an angel appeared to a man called Gideon, a young man. And this angel said, "Mr. Gideon, you are a mighty man. In other words, why are you struggling so much with the type of potential that you have? Why are you struggling so much with the type of potential that is inbuilt in you? To cut the long story short, this same Gideon went and defeated this same enemy with 300 men. 300. They defeated thousands of men with 300 men. The same Gideon, when he had discovered who he was, that he's a mighty man, and that he shouldn't be losing battles, that he should be winning. Gideon went to go fight with, if memory serves me right, 10,000 men. And God said, these people are too many for you, Gideon. You are a mighty man. And he said, we are going to do a test. And God led them to a river. And he said, go tell them to drink water. And when they went to drink water, some were drinking like this. And some are drinking like a dog. And God said, tell all those who are drinking like a dog, go away. We don't need you in this battle. And those who are drinking like this, and their eyes are scanning the environment in case an enemy comes, said, those ones, those are the ones you will use. And there were only 300. And with those 300 men, Gideon defeated thousands. Before even Gideon fought one fight, God started giving the enemy dreams. They dreamt themselves being defeated by Gideon. They were afraid of him, and Gideon had never fought one battle. He was a great man, and he defeated armies. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Am I preaching to somebody today? So, what I want you to understand is that you have to unlock your potential. If you haven't discovered it, first you must discover. If you have discovered it, you have to do whatever is necessary for you to do to unleash it and for you to walk in the fullness of your potential. It may not be a 1 second thing. It may be a journey for you to walk in the fullness of your potential. But whatever it is that you have to do, wherever it is that you have to go, whatever price that you must pay, please be willing to do it, because you will never dominate until you reach your full potential. You'll never dominate. You will never be a prayer warrior until you do whatever you have to do. Hallelujah. You see, when you reach your full potential, even kings will be afraid of you. There was a man of God called John Knox. Have you heard of John Knox? He was a man from Scotland, man of God from Scotland. And one day, the queen in those days said, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of any army. The only thing I'm afraid of are the prayers of John Knox. Imagine a queen saying that the only person I'm afraid is that prayer warrior in Healing Fire Ministries. I'm not afraid of America. I'm not afraid of China. I'm not afraid of Korea and their nuclear weapons. I just fear that praying person. One day, God told Isaiah, because there was drought in the land, and Isaac was about to go to Egypt. And God said, stay here. And to cut the long story short, God made him great. Then one day, Isaac was minding his own business, and he saw a large crowd of people coming towards him. He was surprised, what's going on? He noticed that this was a royal brigade. Have you seen when Ramaphosa is moving around? Or who's the deputy president? Is it Mabuza? Have you seen them moving around? You will never see them going alone. There's always about 7 cars moving with them. So Isaac saw these people coming towards him. To his surprise, it was the king of the land. And do you know what the king said? He said, "Mr. Isaac, you have become great. Please, we are asking that you do not harm us. Let there be peace between us and you." A king is coming to a man of God, God's child, to ask that, "Please don't hurt us." You see, when you reach your full potential, you begin to walk in dominion. Amen. That God can even cause you to be above kings. Hallelujah. Amen. That even your boss can come to you and say, "I've tried everything. Please pray to your God." Your boss. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Now, Pastor, how do I walk in my full potential? The answer is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your full potential. You need the Holy Spirit. He himself is the fullness of your potential. Your potential is in him. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, reading from verse 9. Someone say, "I need the Holy Ghost." Holy Spirit, I need you. Holy Spirit, come into my life. In Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Are we there? All right, the Bible says, in fact, I want everyone to be there, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Where's your Bible? Sorry? Huh? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Are we there now? "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." Hallelujah. In other words, no human being has ever seen, no human being has ever heard about what God is planning to do with you. I thought you'd put your hands together for Jesus. Ah, Father, we thank you. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
No human being has seen or heard the things that God is planning to do with you. With you. I said with you.
Amen.
Someone say with me, with me, with me. Somebody say, "I'm a sign and I'm a wonder." Say it like you believe it.
I'm a sign and a wonder.
I can't hear you. I'm a sign and I am a wonder. Someone say, "I'm a miracle." Nobody has seen what I will do. Nobody has heard what I will do. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for them that love him. Some of you watch TV and you say, "Oh God, oh, if only, hey, If you have seen it, it means it's not for you. The things that God is planning for you, it has not been seen before. Those who said amen, may you receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. In other words, the person who knows God's plan for you, the person who knows God's agenda for you, the person who knows your potential, the person who knows your capabilities is the Holy Spirit. Amen. He knows. Remember what God said to Jeremiah. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew thee. Before you were born, I set you apart and I ordained you. All those things concerning you, the Holy Spirit knows them. And he is the only one who can reveal them to you. Nobody else but the Holy Spirit. Then verse 11 says, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Nobody knows the real you. Even your best friend, best bomber, BFF, doesn't really know you. Because when you talk, you always say the things that you know are correct. But the real you, that nobody sees but you, only you know. And God says, in the same way, there's nobody who knows God the way the Holy Spirit knows God. And that same Spirit is the Spirit that's going to reveal God's plan to you. The Holy Spirit, until you meet the Holy Ghost and you yield to him. Do you know what yield means? Until you yield, that when he says pray, you pray. When he says go, you go. When he says do, you do. When you start loving the things that he loves, then he will start showing you all God's plans concerning you. Then he will begin to lead you into your full potential. I feel fire in my bones. You know, after this angel came to Gideon, Gideon was a guy who was lacking confidence. He lacked a lot of confidence. He kept testing God and said, okay, if really I'm a mighty man of valor and you are calling me to do all these things, I, you know, in the morning there's dew that comes on the grass. Okay, I'm going to put this object here. I want the whole place to be full of dew except this object. Then he went to sleep. When he came in the morning, exactly the whole place was full of dew except on the object. Then God said, okay, now go. Then Gideon said, wait. Now we want to do the opposite. Let every place be dry except the object. Then he went to sleep. When he came in the morning, normally the grass is wet, but this time it was dry except for the object that Gideon had placed. Then Gideon said, phew, okay, what are you saying? Then God said, you see in your father's house, there is an idol that they worship. I want you to go and destroy it. Ah! My father is going to kill me. My father is going to, I can't, Mudim. God said, for you to walk into your full potential, this is the first step that you must do. Go into your father's house, take that idol and destroy it. Gideon said, okay, can I please do it at night when they are sleeping? He was afraid to do it during the day. And Gideon went at night and destroyed his father's idol. He was afraid. But after destroying that idol, then he started walking in his full potential. This idol stands for strong men and giants that are in our lineage. I told you a man of God has 46 brothers and sisters. 46, not 4, not 6, 46. Add 4 and 6 together like that. In other words, his father had 46 children. You're not surprised. Are there a lot of people with 46 children in their homes? And this man of God, his parents divorced. He says all 46 of his brothers and sisters, each and every one of them divorced. Some of them divorced 2 times. Some of them divorced 3 times. That means that when you see a beautiful woman and you say, I want to marry her, it means that sooner or later you will divorce. Because everyone in this house is divorcing. So, what was happening to Gideon? God was showing him the cycle in his family. And said, Gideon, if you are to walk in your full potential, we have to kill the giant that is in your family. That is causing all these problems. Unless you kill that giant, you will never walk in the full potential. These things you can never know until you meet the Holy Ghost. You can never know. Some of us, there are giants in our homes, in our lives. Gemma, come here quickly. Hey! Sunday, stand up. Lebuhang, stand up. Mamaruti, stand up. Here's this young man. He's trying to run to education. He's trying to run to business. He's trying to run where? Marriage, family. Huh? What else do you want? You don't know what you want. Help him. Tell him what he wants. Wealth. Stand up, wealth. Who's wealth? Stand up quickly. What else? Okay, that's all you want. Now, try to run to education. Try to run to education. Run! So this strong man in our families is doing what I'm doing. Sometimes you allow him to. He's feeling it. I'm almost there. I say, hey, boy. What were you again? Business. Try to run to business. Say, hey, you guy. Come back. You stay here. What are you again? Wealth. Try to be rich. Say, ah, oh, I'm going to be rich. Hey! Come back. Try to get married. Try to get married. Hey! So this was the situation in Gideon's life. He was trying to. But there was this force that was keeping him in the same position. Keeping him in the same place. And the Holy Spirit showed him. Look at me. Hey, go sit down. The Holy Spirit showed him. Come take her quickly, quickly. Just take her. How was I saying? Showed him what? Yeah, the Holy Spirit showed him that this thing in your father's house, this idol, is the one holding you from reaching any success that you want in your life. So God said to Gideon, destroy it. Gideon was afraid. But the minute he destroyed it, now he could run to education without any hindrance. Now he could run to business, to wealth, to marriage, all sorts of things. He can start now conquering and walking in dominion because there's nothing holding him back. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated. But it's only the Holy Ghost that can show you. The Bible says we don't even know how to pray that the way we are supposed to pray. This man of God that I was telling you about with 46 brothers and sisters, one day God said to him, I want you to do a 3-day fast. 3 days and three nights, just fast. I want to show you something. He was fasting. On the third day, suddenly he saw a big dragon. Do you know what's a dragon? Do you know what's a dragon? What is it? Dragon. He saw a big dragon like that. And God said, do you see that thing? He said, that thing is the reason why everybody here is divorcing. He said, until you deal with that thing, even you yourself will never enjoy marriage. Even your children will never enjoy marriage. And he prayed against that dragon and destroyed it. But it is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Someone say the Holy Ghost. He is the beginning of your dominion. When you encounter the Holy Spirit, when he comes into your life, he will begin to lead you into the fullness of your potential so that you can start walking in dominion. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. Let me read the last scripture, then we close. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Luke chapter 1, from verse 28. Am I speaking to somebody today? Right. Are we there? Somebody say, Lord, I pray, give me the head of my giant. Say it like a soldier. Give me the head of my giant. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 1 verse 28. Are we there? The Bible says, and the angel came in unto her and said, this is the angel has come to speak to a woman called Mary. Hallelujah. And the angel said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. You see, this angel is not speaking to Mary based on Mary's current situation. By the way, Mary was a very poor person. He was a young woman who was in love with a certain brother called Joseph. And man, they were struggling. Even when Jesus was born, the Bible says he was born in a manger. When he was born, there was a goat. And cows. They couldn't afford a, you know, private hospital. Hallelujah. And then suddenly, this angel comes to her and says, you are one of the blessed women in this earth, in all generations. Verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, what manner of salutation is this? Mary was so surprised the way that this angel was greeting her. Verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man? This is the question that we all have for God. Even as I'm preaching now, and I'm telling you, you are great, you have potential. The things that God has planned for you, no human being has seen or heard about them. Some of you sitting here, you are saying, Pastor, you are joking. You are not saying with your mouth, but your mind is already fighting what I'm saying. Pastor, I'm here, I'm not married, I'm old, I'm this, I'm that. You are like Mary. How? I can't see how this thing can happen. Someone say, how? This is the number one question we all have for God. We hear you, Lord. We see it in your word. But how? Especially with me. Maybe with other people it's possible. But me, I'm a big problem. I have many flaws. I have many weaknesses. How? Then the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So the angel says the only way this thing can be possible is when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Then the thing that is impossible, a woman being pregnant, being a virgin, is unheard of. Nobody has ever thought or seen of any something like that. He says, when the Holy Spirit comes, it becomes possible. Hallelujah. You know, one man of God was talking about this, and he said, many people don't understand what happened that day. The Bible says that there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. And the Bible says, nothing that is created in this earth was created without Him. Now, what I'm trying to say that this lady was about to be pregnant with God. I see your mind is not blown. She was about to be pregnant with God. She was about to carry God. It's one thing being pregnant as a virgin, but it's another thing to be pregnant with God. So, that power that will take that supreme being and take him as glorious and as big as he is and put him in the womb of a woman, our minds cannot comprehend. But when the Holy Spirit comes, it becomes possible. It suddenly becomes possible. So for you to start walking in dominion, in your relationship with God, in your home, in your education, in your business, in your family, with regards to your children, relationships, marriage, it all starts and ends with the Holy Spirit. Until the Holy Spirit comes into your life and you yield to Him, it's no longer you but Him. Suddenly the family that was fighting every day, suddenly there's peace. Suddenly the family that nobody could marry, nobody could keep a relationship, nobody could be married and not divorced, suddenly there's peace. The children that were unruly, the children that could not be controlled, suddenly they become proper when the Holy Spirit comes. when you develop that relationship with the Holy Spirit, then the impossible, the difficult thing, suddenly becomes possible. For those of you who are at school, I went through my education with the Holy Spirit. I used to talk to him. When I read my books and I don't understand, I say, Lord, I can't understand what I'm reading. I remember when I was doing my fourth year, you know, and was doing my major subject, which was quantity surveying. I remember my first day in class, my lecturer came. Hello, hello, how are you? He took a pen, started writing on the board, and spoke for 2 hours. How many hours? 2 hours. When I left that day, I said, my God, I don't understand one word that this gentleman said. And I started shaking. And I said, I have failed before I even started. I don't know if something like that has happened to you. But as I pray, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And I remember when I wrote my final exam, I remember there was a camp retreat in, I think, Qeberg. Do you know Qeberg? In Port Elizabeth. Is it Port Elizabeth? East London or something. There was a camp there. And we went there. And we came back. And I had 2 days to study for my final exam for this subject that I didn't understand anything. And when I got there, my classmates say that we went to ask for the scope from the lecturer. In other words, what to study. And I started studying the scope. When we wrote the exam, none of those things were in the exam. When we went to him and said, hey, but you told us study here and these things. He said, next time you will learn to study everything. That's what he said. Next time you will learn to study everything. I was shaking. I was shaking. When the results came back, I said, hey, me? I passed. Glory be to the living God. I move with the Holy Ghost. At times when I feel I'm not ready for a paper, I've been studying and I feel I'm not ready. I say, Lord, I cancel this test in the name of Jesus Christ. It is canceled in Jesus' name. Cancel, canceled. Then I'll go to class and the lecturer said, the paper has disappeared. We are not going to write today. We're going to write another time. And I said, my God, you are beautiful. I went with him. I went with him. Even when I was getting married, one day I was just lying on my bed and the Lord said, do you want to be married next year by this time? I said, lunch bar, obvious. Then the Lord showed me my wife and I was just dealing with God. And I said, God, do you think she loves me? He said, she loves you. And every time I tell her, I say, I knew that you love me. I say, no, I didn't love you. I say, I know. Then one day she confesses, I loved you. And I say, I knew because God told me. You just move with the Holy Spirit and he will lead you to your fullest potential. He will lead you to where? Your full potential. Because that's where you start dominating. When you haven't reached your potential, no one will respect you. When you haven't reached your potential, no one will know you. When you haven't reached your potential, no one will understand you. No one will even look at you. But when the Holy Spirit is done with you, everybody will be asking for you. Put your hands together for Jesus. I said for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. So ladies and gentlemen, I want you to discover your potential. And please understand, like I gave you an example with this chair, the only one who knows your real potential is God. That's the only person who knows. Until you find him through the Holy Ghost, you will never know the capabilities that are lying in you. You may be a powerhouse sitting here and you don't know. And finding God is not easy. The Bible says, only when you search for me with all your heart, then will you find me. But until it is your heart that is searching, you will never find him. God knows his value. He knows how precious he is. So he will never lower his standard. Your heart, all of it, must be searching for him. If your heart is not searching for him, you'll be wondering your whole life. I could have. Who am I? Why am I here? All these questions will never be answered until your heart is daily searching for his creator. That's the only time you will know your full potential. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's rise to our feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. And thank him for the word that you have heard. Oh, somebody, please put your hands together for Jesus. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. He loves you with all his heart. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you going to discover your potential? Are you going to walk in your full potential? Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to a powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048 or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you.